Radio for liftoff. The clock has started. Roger.
Good evening. What? This is the morning show.
It's not. Tonight it is a bit of a nightling show. Hello. Welcome to Nighting Show with Niall and Nenny.
No.
You don't like that name? You don't like the name You don't like the name I've given you? Your given name?
Not my given name.
It is. You could be Necky if I flip the N's and the K's.
Necky?
Necky. Getting a little bit necky with Kenny and Niall.
You already forgot your name.
I know. It's fine. We don't need that. What I was supposed to get to here at the very beginning of the show, Kenny, was what we covered last time, Mad Libs. You remember Mad Libs?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Mad Libs.
Mad Libs.
So we filled out.
How did you complete the Mad Libs?
I completed the Mad Libs. We still got this going. It's still going. I didn't expect the intro music to go this long, but we still have it. I've got the Mad Libs for you right here. Kenny, welcome to the 89th Annual Rodeo Awards.
Woohoo!
Kablam. Trademark. It's the awards show you've been looking for all year. The Kyles. There are many blue reasons to watch this year's elbow. Here are a few. Kenny is hosting, so you're guaranteed at least 500 good laughs. You invested $501 to watch all Monkees nominated for Best Picture. That's money you could have spent on a brand new round. This is getting a little intense, huh?
Yeah, a little bit.
To admire all the answer dresses on the red carpet.
Oh, good.
Let's acknowledge that right there. Red carpet. Good work. To admire all of the answer dresses on the red carpet and punch at all the fashion disasters. You need
that actually should happen in real life.
Punch the fashion design. Yeah.
If somebody comes and like, what are you wearing? Thump.
Just like, do it.
Right across the face.
Right into the face. Yeah. Kick it. Where's that? You kick it. You can't hear it, but it played. I promise. You kick it. Right in the face. Kenny, you need an excuse to make punch. Do we use punch twice?
Yeah, because you asked me for a verb and then a noun.
Oh my gosh.
Both.
Why would... Okay. You need an excuse to use punch pie for your annual punch-themed party.
Punch, that's right. The guy.
That was supposed to be a person's name.
That was supposed to be a person's name.
That did not go over very well. You might lose your chin if you if you watch one more rerun of Chopped and Diners, Batteries, and Dives on the Coffee Network.
Diners, Batteries, and Dives, DBD.
And thank you for that resounding, amazing Mad Libs.
It's over.
Story. That's it. Throwing it away.
Very good Foley there.
Putting that straight in the garbage. It's real life paper being real life thrown away and being put into the real life garbage.
All right.
So hello. It is nighttime on Tuesday, February 7th, 2017. Happy birthday.
It's not my birthday yet.
You know who I'm talking to.
Oh, you're talking to someone else. I gotcha.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, she's married to you.
She's totally not listening. It's fine. She can't. if I say it quietly enough, she won't even hear me.
Is that a bad thing?
It's swag. It's fine. It's good.
you should whisper her. You should whisper in her ear. Swag.
I am not a professional chef.
Usually, well, what did you do to celebrate the wife's birthday?
We went out to one of your favorite restaurants. Actually, if you go back to episode 78 of this fine pro, I totally made that up. I totally made that up.
Oh, good. Okay.
But if you go back to one of the episodes of this program, we talked about how you and your now current wife had been engaged, I guess.
At
this restaurant, and we went to that restaurant tonight.
It's a good restaurant.
And now we're engaged. And now for the second time, I...
Oh, well, that'd be nice.
To the waiter.
We loved him so very much.
We did. He was a great sommelier and a good...
Nope, that is not the word.
And a good cicerone. Good chicharrón. He was a great chicharrón.
Do you remember his name?
Eric.
Eric.
I'm just kidding.
That sounds made up.
I have no idea. Have the duck, please.
Oh, you had duck?
Nope.
Oh, what did you have?
Lamb? And rabbit, I think. Rabbit sausage, lamb chop. This is the meal that never ends.
Hold on. That sounds like, it sounds like you ate from the Bambi menu.
I did.
I had thumper sausage.
Hi. We're at Disneyland. So now I'm going to have, I would love to have a little bit of Bambi meat. Please.
Baby deer.
Baby deer.
Oh, right. Okay, cool.
It was right here, right in my face. I realized the soundboard did not make an appearance last time that we had this show, and I wanted to make sure I brought it back. So,
I really didn't notice.
Here's the soundboard.
I'm here, Kenny.
It's coming for you. So we ate it at one of your favorite restaurants down here in Southern California, over in the Anaheim portion of Disneyland, not in the turn your brain off and pretend it's some other magical world part of Disneyland.
Oh, yes. We're admitting it's California.
It is quite adventurous, and we consumed a meal, and now we're back and it's nighttime. Why weren't we able
That's the way to do it.
It is the way to do it. Usually dinner time is had at the wee hours of the evening once the sun has set.
And we never really talk about dinner on the morning, or sorry, not the morning show, but morning show. That's the name of the program.
We don't talk about breakfast, really. Do we? I mean, we typically talk about meals. I've got a lot of news about food, if you'd like to cover some of that. But really,
I guess you're right.
When it comes to meals, we don't limit this to just morning meals. It's not the show for your morning meal.
It's not a breakfast show. That's right.
So
there's a trend, right? I'm sure that you like it and I love it. But breakfast for dinner is always a great thing, right?
Some people like to call it Brenner.
Brenner.
And sometimes I like to punch people in the face.
Well, now, why is there no trend for dinner for breakfast?
Define Brenner.
The word grinner means a person who grins.
A person who grins is not, in fact, what I was looking for.
All right. So can I just point out, related to meals, last week, between last week's episode and today's episode, tonight's episode, in fact.
Tonight. On morning show.
That's weird sounding.
Yes.
I did have one of the naked chicken chalupas from Taco Bell. And It is unlike. I'm hoping that some of our listeners, a decent portion, hopefully, of our listeners who were listening back when Kyle and I both tried to eat the quesarito, and we videotaped it.
Oh my goodness!
Hold on, did I just say videotape?
Yes.
Like we had a VHS camcorder.
Yeah, and then we hooked it up on a tripod, maybe.
That's right.
Yeah,
in the car.
In the car, tripod in the car, and then we proceeded to narsh. Narsh?
Narsh?
I don't know if that's a word.
Can we define it?
To nom. To nom on the...
Now, why don't you ask our little helper what narsh means?
I don't think they can help at all.
Are they tapped into Urban Dictionary? I'd be very curious.
I don't think so.
That's good. That's a good sign.
I think that's...
very good.
I think that's very good that they do not have access.
Well, anyway... I did try the Taco Bell's newest like specialty item, which is the naked chicken chalupa.
And that's where you get naked and eat a chalupa, right? Is that how that works?
Well, I mean, that's how I'd been eating them before. This time the chalupa's naked itself.
Garco?
Oh, goodness gracious. Okay.
So I do want to report that everybody who is within earshot of the podcast, go and try one of these naked chicken chalupas, because I found it to be very, very tasty. I feel gross because I just ate this kind of tasty. I mean, I thoroughly enjoyed the eating and I didn't have any problems with it afterward. I gotta lay it out here. I want people to be prepared because Taco Bell kind of carries with it a certain connotation of, if I eat a bean burrito, what's going to happen afterward?
Right. Well, okay. I understand. Do you want to describe to me exactly what is in this so-called naked chicken chalupa?
Well, the reason I think they call it a naked chicken chalupa is because the shell itself is a piece of fried chicken. There's no meat inside the taco. The shell is the meat. Mm-hmm. So inside, they've got lettuce, the cheese, and tomato. And included...
Anything else? Any sauce?
Yeah. Avocado ranch sauce.
Ooh!
It's creamy. Mm-hmm. It's really good!
Yeah, I mean, it does sound pretty good. I would be willing to try it, especially because, and I've been trying to watch my carb intake here, Kenny, simply because I'd just like to lose a few pounds.
Well, that's understandable.
And Taco Bell seems like the best way to do it. If I'm frank, really.
I guess if you are in need of a fast meal and you have no other option, I would say that Taco Bell, that's how I say it, by the way. I don't say Taco Bell.
Taco Bell?
Taco Bell.
No. No, no.
Well, if you just heard me say it.
No.
I did say it just without thinking. Taco Bell.
Taco Bell.
Taco Bell.
Taco Bell. Taco Bell.
But you don't even, that second syllable of taco doesn't even get said almost.
Taco Bell.
Taco Bell. Taco Bell. Hey, Kyle, what's your Taco Bell?
I don't like it. I don't like it.
Well, either way, if anybody hasn't tried it yet, feel free
to
eat it, to go out and buy one, and don't feel ashamed
and get naked.
Well,
to eat chalupas.
Eat chalupas naked.
I don't like where this is going.
These are today's headlines.
Kenny, what is going on in the world right now? I've been completely disconnected from all of Twitter, all of RSS, and all of tech media for the last 7 days.
No, you haven't.
More or less. I know there's a lot going on with tech companies joining up and saying, hey, we don't like this travel ban. And start.
Yeah, that's. I mean, that's happening.
That's happening. Okay, that seems to be one of those giant news stories. I feel like we need to touch on something that's maybe less important, less imperative to people's lives.
Sure.
Soon, you yourself, Kenny, will be able to talk to your Starbucks app. Like, hello, hi. I'd like a banana nut bread, please.
And then what happens?
True 95. Hi, I'm Starbucks.
You think Starbucks would come up with a catchy name?
I'm too busy flying my Battlestar Galactica plane right now.
I really want the Starbucks app to have the voice of Thaddeus P. Brain the Third. I really want it to be Dr. Brain.
I'm
on the
too
other end.
Busy flying my Starbucks app right now, but I might be back soon.
We might have to, we'll have to put a link to that video
again
in the show notes.
Again, well, Kenny, starting this summer, how about I just read this? Starting this summer, you won't have to watch a barista roll their eyes when you order an upside down macchiato double calf with room and a splash of cream on a grande cup with a double cup.
Wow!
Just put right on top.
Okay.
A little sleeve. You'll just be able to talk to a chat bot, not necessarily with your own voice, unless you use voice to text, but by typing to it. Now, I need your opinion. Does Starbucks need a chatbot? Do you use any chatbots?
I don't use any chatbots. No.
Zero chatbots. Zero.
In fact, I tried using the Google Assistant in Allo. I think we talked about that a couple months ago.
I can still hear
it
you.
Came out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I find no use for it. In fact, I find it very rare to ask my current Google Home. I have to kind of separate those words. I find it rare that I talk to it asking for current weather or a place to eat around me. I kind of have that knowledge in my brain.
Sure.
And if I need to, I don't understand the reason for chatbots or bots in general.
For typing to someone.
But what? What exactly am I getting out of that? Well, let's look up best chatbot or best bot.
Let me describe it this way. Starbucks says the chatbot will allow you to order via talk or text and add modifications, for example, to specify that you want your walnut bread warmed by simply saying those exact words. Just like a regular barista, it will respond with questions like, what size walnut bread warmed?
Okay. So I'm looking at, okay, that makes sense, I suppose, that the chatbot is asking all the same questions that your barista would ask, I suppose, without attitude. With a lot of attitude.
A lot of attitude.
Yeah. But I'm nice to the barista when I order, if I ever order anything beyond black coffee, please. Mm-hmm. So I don't see where the chatbot is preferable in that situation.
Like, you don't have the opportunity. Let's say you're in a meeting and you potentially have liquid magma flowing within your body and you can't, you can't leave. I feel like I'm tapping into potentially a tweet that went out earlier this week.
You may have struck a chord here.
Yeah, a little bit. Fill in the blank, or don't fill in the blank, because then I might erupt. So you're in a meeting. You're in a Monday meeting, and you are just craving that banana bread warm real warm, toasty even. You don't want it too toasty, though. You want it kind of moist still. Moist.
Oh, gosh.
It's one of the worst words in the human language.
Continue.
And so you pull out your phone and you decide, I'm going to text this Starbucks bot to try and order my banana bread so that I can hopefully soak up a bit of this lava.
Wait, but what happens after I text, or I guess I talk to the chat bot?
You don't talk, you text.
Okay.
One of the two.
I have to go to that Starbucks and pick up my order?
Yes. Yes, in fact, you do.
So what you're saying is this is eliminating the wait time, but that you are quote-unquote wasting in their store.
Or opening the application that they already have right now, trying to figure out what you want to order from an entire menu. You're just saying you're going direct to the bot and saying, I want this thing right now. Give it to me.
Okay. I do actually see some benefit from this then. In the customers who come in and they walk and, you know, they've been waiting in line for, I don't know, a couple minutes, and they walk up to the barista, and the barista says, hey, how can I help you? Or welcome to Starbucks. How can I help you? And they say, I don't know what I want. Let's see. What's up there? I don't know. Mm-hmm. And they're wasting everyone's time who is lined up behind them.
Get out
who
of already line.
Knows who already knows what they want.
I know what I want already.
So it's putting that indecisiveness into the app, essentially, to be put onto the customer's own time.
It's like, right? It's the coffee equivalent of those three pulsating dots that you see when someone is typing.
That's the worst.
Think of it from the perspective of the Starbucks bot. They see those little three dots just oscillating back and forth, and they're thinking,
but they don't care.
No, I don't. I'm a bot. I have no feelings, and I don't care at all whether or not you take 55 minutes to decide what you'd like to have. Whether or not you need your banana bread warmed or not, I do not mind. I will wait right here. I'll be right here for you when you're ready.
Okay, then I suppose I can see some uses for this, for the Starbucks bot, Starbot.
Starbot.
Not Bucksbot?
I bought it at Starbot.
I Starbot it at Bucksbot.
I bought it at Starbot. The Starbot box place.
I think we're confusing ourselves.
Hey, you like coffee. Let's keep this caffeine train rolling here on a little bit of news on the coffee and robot cafe front. There's going to be a cafe called Cafe X, which sounds
Cafex.
That is going to have robo baristas. So here we are talking about bots, a little chat window that you go into and have, I guess, intimate conversations about warmed banana bread. But this one in itself is going to actually be a robot that makes a latte better than a human being, according to Cafe X here. This is okay. San Francisco's Metreon shopping mall. They've actually opened a robotic coffee kiosk. You order through an app, and an espresso machine makes the coffee on the spot. A little robotic arm swings around and hands your glass to you and says, be on your way, sir. Please, would you?
Okay. Wait, what's the difference between, like, one of those, just a regular coffee dispenser machine? How is this different?
I think it's the rotating robot arm. I'm not sure.
More like a human rather than just a bunch of tubes and pipes inside a machine?
Maybe. It says that it looks like it is basically the same thing, but it's been, according to this article, 2017-ized.
Oh, my God.
mm-hmm.
I don't want that to become a thing.
We've talked about Itza. You remember Itza, where the entire staff is a robot? They're like quinoa bowls that you go in and then you order from a robot, and it just shows up on the other side of this wall, and there's zero staff inside.
I don't remember this at all.
Really?
Itza.
Wait. It's like
like
pizza without urine.
Gross.
Pee.
Get gross.
Mm-hmm. So here's Cafe X. If you're in San Francisco, Metreon, there's a kiosk. Go do it. Go do some Christmas shopping really early. And
really early Christmas shopping.
Like super, unless you're listening to this sometime in December and really you're cutting it close. You gotta come on.
Well, how do you, Kyle, this actually brings up a funny question that I don't think we covered during Christmas. How do you do your Christmas shopping?
Oh my goodness.
Nowadays.
Now?
Yeah. Like I think 100% of my shopping this past Christmas was done online.
Yes.
Okay. So you switched 100%.
100% was okay, online.
That's good.
Not just on Amazon or websites like that, but you know, small businesses, etc.
Right. Yeah, that's how I did it.
Gifts that I had no idea would either come before the infamous date or not. I was waiting.
you kind of just hoped.
Sitting and waiting. Yeah, yeah. I've got a really bad habit of ordering something and then going out of town. And then the mailman is just like, "Oh, do I just put this in the box? And do I give you a key or do I wait? Do I send it back? What do I do with this?" Because you haven't been here.
You have a box with a key in your mailbox?
You haven't been here in 12 days. What am I supposed to do with that?
I have mailmen who literally toss the package my stairs.
Mail people. Well, I want to be inclusive. I want to make sure that all.
I have idiots who chuck the box to my door from the ground floor up to my second story apartment.
I would say that's probably UPS, because when they throw the box, it goes up.
Okay. Now I will say the most recent package they could not throw because it was so large. And this wasn't a Christmas present. This is something I bought for myself. But the box, I am looking at it right here. So I'm looking at it. I'd say it's about 14 inches tall. So imagine it's you know sitting down. It's 14 inches off the ground.
Okay.
It's about 2.5 feet long and 2 feet wide.
That's a really big box.
It's a really big box, right?
That's a pretty big box. What?
Let me tell you what came inside the box.
Let me guess first.
Okay, go ahead and guess.
A foot massager.
No.
Is that a good guess?
No.
Hmm.
I'll tell you what came inside. It was two items. Item number one.
A foot. Massage.
Item number two, another foot. No.
Yeah. I guess you're right. Feet. You said it was 2 feet, so that
ha 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 ha. I'll just tell you. It was one was a Logitech webcam and the other was a Logitech mouse. And that's it.
Why are we not on video right now?
Oh, because we're on a different program that doesn't allow video.
Just put your box right onto the TV. And
okay, now imagine in your mind the boxes that would hold a wireless mouse.
Okay.
And the box that would hold a webcam.
Small.
Yeah, coming in the box that I just described.
Muy, muy small.
Yeah, I have more of those like air packing things.
Yeah.
Than I have ever seen in my life.
Peanuts.
They're not the peanuts. They're like the airbags.
I'm allergic to packing peanuts.
You are?
No, but I'm curious to know if anyone actually is. Please write into us. Morning Show AM on Twitter. Good Stuff FM. I've heard of people allergic to peanuts, but not packing peanuts. I need to know if it's a thing.
Oh, that would be terrible.
I need to know now. It's probably made of something that I didn't think of. Styrofoam or something like that.
Yeah, I'm sure they're made of styrofoam. Is that something you can be allergic to? Let's ask.
Only if you heat it up and make a shiv out of it.
Can you be allergic to...
Because then you get stabbed and...
Hey, try to guess the top five. Can you be allergic to blank?
Grass.
Close. It's another word for grass. Come on. I'll try to guess some of the other ones. Are you farting? Come on. Okay, Kyle, this is terrible. People don't want to listen to that.
Shellfish.
No.
Mm-hmm.
One more guess.
Bacteria.
No. Hey, no. I'm going to give you the top five answers to can you be allergic to blank? Can you be allergic to weed? Water.
Ooh.
The cold. Chicken. And sugar.
Chicken.
Yeah. Here, I'm gonna click on the chicken one. Chicken please. Allergies aren't common, but they can cause uncomfortable or even dangerous symptoms in some people. You might also be allergic to live chickens or to chicken meat, after many years of not having allergic reactions. Oh, of having no allergic reactions. Some people with chicken allergies are allergic to raw, but not cooked chicken. There you go. There's your little chunk of knowledge.
Chicken facts for the day. Well, interesting.
Chicken facts!
Thank you for the chicken facts. I feel, though, like we need to talk about something that you can't be allergic to, Kenny, and that's Feed Press. Our friends over at Feed Press, they're made for bloggers and podcasters and anyone who's not allergic to the internet. So, hey, you... talking to you right now. If you're a podcaster or a blogger and you need analytics or a hosting platform that provides you with the right tools to make your job easier, well, you need feed.press. That's the website you go to in your URL browser. You type it in and blam, there's their website, and they explain to you their benefits of the business they run and how awesome they are. FeedPress is a delightfully intuitive RSS analytics and hosting platform with accurate analytics and RSS feeds with email newsletters built in if you are so inclined with that kind of thing. I don't really read email, so I tend to avoid it like chicken. Speaking of bloggers and podcasters, here's what you can do if you're one of those. You can tap into your RSS subscriber, geolocation, podcast download, and link tracking metrics, which come standard on all plans. In a matter of minutes, podcasters can create a feed and publish to iTunes just like, here we go, that. My big meaty fingers snap it against each other. That's how fast it goes. Your show notes, artwork, and drag and drop an MP3 right there in their editor. You'll go live immediately straight into iTunes and get published like you want to get. It's quick and easy. And each podcast plan comes with 400 megabytes of file storage that's unmetered. That means unlimited downloads of all of that good podcasting that you're doing that's much better than this right here. You don't have to worry about running out of storage for long episodes or getting dinged with a sudden spike in download traffic when you get super popular overnight, which I know will never happen to this show. It's fine. I understand. I really wish you would, though, spread the word about how awesome FeedPress is by checking them out. On a 14-day trial, you can sign up, try them commitment-free today. Use the promo code MORNINGSHOW at checkout and you'll get 10% off your first year when you do decide to buy. And I know you will. Feed.press/MORNINGSHOW is the link. Go to that now, today, and, you know, go check them out. We thank you, FeedPress. You guys are great. You're good people. If you're allergic to chicken, I'm sorry. And Maybe you know about packing peanuts, because I don't.
No.
Curious. I haven't seen packing peanuts in a long time. I've seen those little air bubble packets that you're talking about. They're big. They're really big. Kind of like a calzone, but filled with air. Which would... Maybe that's...
I know we've talked about it on the show before.
Mm-hmm.
But when I was in elementary school, they switched from cartons of milk to bags of milk.
Right.
And we did get confirmation from, I think, Canada.
Yes.
That those exist.
Still. To this day.
Yes, correct. And that's what the bags of air are. They're just a bunch of connected bags of milk, but instead of milk, it's air.
Well, if you drink
air... And I stab them with a knife because I can't handle it.
That's right. If you drink air for a living, order an Amazon box, because...
You're from Spaceballs.
It's just like milk, but clear, and weighs a lot less. It's fine. Don't worry about it. It's good. Thanks, Feed Press. We love you. Hey, speaking of chicken, I've got a chicken fact for you.
Oh, chicken fact.
It's a chicken fact. There's a chicken.
Oh, we really have to pull that.
There is a chicken that is 100% black. Black skin, black eyes, black tongue, black claws.
Black feathers.
Black feathers, black comb.
Wow.
It is.
Do you have a picture?
A totes murdered out chicken. I do have a picture. Give me a second. I'll send this.
I feel like that was a bad prank. Like some kid was like, I'm going to spray paint this chicken black.
Yeah.
With spray paint.
Oh, no. I'm opening Slack.
That's what it sounds like.
That is not what I wanted to do. Let's paint this. So, Ooh. You sent me a hawk? What is this, a hawk last time? I'm going to send you a chicken.
Oh, wait, that's a statue.
That is not a statue.
That's not a statue?
That's a full-grown adult chicken.
That's awesome!
Right?
Oh, man, that is the most metal thing ever. oh my gosh, what's...
Like a goth chicken. Like
yeah,
100% no.
What's
goth.
What's that movie? Oh.
V for Vendetta.
No. The fake metal band from the 80s. Spinal Tap. Oh man, I couldn't think of the word. They want to release their album and they want to make the entire thing black.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And no words or anything, just a black album.
Yeah.
That's what this is. It's like it can't get any more black. Like this is as dark as it gets.
I had no idea that this existed. So there you go.
But now I do have to say, this does look like a prank. This does look like a, hey, we painted this chicken black.
Like a Photoshop job. It can be.
Not even Photoshop. Because I mean, even its face, there's a little bit of red coming through. There's a little bit of skin tone. Chicken tone.
Uh-huh. What tone?
That is really cool, though, I gotta say.
What tone do you think this chicken is? Drop D or drop B?
Yeah, drop B.
Whoa. Oh, there you go. There's your chicken fact.
All right.
For the day.
Hey, Kyle, do you want to know what we're going to celebrate today's National Day as?
I would really like to know.
Well, I hope that you celebrated today as National Fettuccine Alfredo Day, because that's what February 7th is. No. If you didn't have Fettuccine Alfredo today, sorry.
Can you explain?
You missed it.
Can you? I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Too zesty for you?
Too Alfredo for you?
Too much Alfredo sauce for you? Was it chicken Alfredo? Which Alfredo was it?
No, okay, so here, I'm going to give you the history. Right, I got to burp first. Hold on, I'm going to mute burp.
Okay.
Was it me or was it a soundboard?
I have no idea.
Alfredo de Lelio, an Italian restaurateur, created Fettuccine Alfredo in 1908. After his wife had given birth to their first son that year, she did not have an appetite. To help encourage her to eat, he created a dish of noodles, cheese, and butter. She liked the dish so much that she thought he should put it on the menu at a small restaurant in Rome. Mm. Everyone around the world has been enjoying this dish ever since. Today, it is one of the most popular pasta dishes in America. And the actual history, we've learned the history of Fettuccine Alfredo. However, research has failed to find the creator of the day. So we know what it is, but we don't know who really brought it to us to consider today National Day.
Okay. All right. That's fine. That's okay. I do like a good creamy pasta sauce, I guess, every now and then. It's not
literally once a year you should be eating it.
That's
maybe
fine.
Today was the day.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, maybe it's the problem is I've never been to this restaurant in Rome that first invented the Alfredo.
Man, I can't imagine. They must have like big banners outside. We created the. I can't do it.
I don't think you should even try. I think it's a really bad idea.
Well, but, as an American, I would love to go there and try it.
Okay, all right. Let's send you to Alfredo's.
Ville. Alfredo'sville.
Shea Alfredo'sville.
Well, yes. Now, Kyle, I know that we are treating tonight as our morning show, but most likely people will be listening to today's episode on Wednesday, February 8th.
I'm already confused.
Oh, well, yeah, because it's going to be released tonight, but yeah, it's going to be released.
No, it's okay. It's fine. It's good.
Maybe tomorrow.
Maybe.
I don't want to speak too soon.
It doesn't even matter.
I've already ruined it.
Yes.
Anyway, that means that February 8th is Molasses Bar Day. No sound?
I have molasses. This is my... Is it, if my blood was a molasses...
You got molasses brain.
This is what would happen.
If you've never had molasses, then Molasses Bar Day would be the perfect and most apt day to try it. Molasses or treacle in British English.
Treacle. Yeah, it's because so I've watched. Treacle. Yeah, exactly. I've watched the Great British Bake Off, and they said the word treacle, and I had no idea what that was. So
all right.
Kyle,
it's essentially a thick, sugary syrup made from sugar cane or sugar beets that contains large amounts of calcium, iron, and magnesium. Beet molasses is 50% sugar by weight, and sugar is sometimes extracted from beet molasses through molasses desugaration. I don't really care. Cane molasses is more commonly used in cooking. Duh.
Okay.
But we just want to know how to celebrate today's day. And the best way is to celebrate by making your own molasses bars and seeing what all the fuss surrounding molasses is about. Once you've tried these homemade molasses bars, you'll never want a plain old gingerbread cookie again. The consistency of molasses makes the bars delightfully moist. There's your moist sound. And chewy, and the tangy ginger offsets the sweetness. But beware of one thing. These are seriously addictive.
Okay. At least you said addictive and not addicting.
Right, because addicting isn't a word.
That is correct. Yes, absolutely. Well, I know molasses huge.
What?
Hey, Kenny, speaking of candy, I've got some news for you.
Okay, we'll celebrate that today.
I will. I will try to. I'm not really a fan of molasses. Depends. It depends, I guess. I like it in beverages.
Yeah,
the beers as a ooh, part of the fermentation process, quite good.
Yeah,
it is where the sugar comes from. It will make it quite good when you put it in a beverage. But speaking of candy, I've got something here from the other side of the world, Tokyo.
You have candy from Tokyo.
I do. Not okay. Not physically, but let's think of it as a little news nugget.
Oh,
a nugget news. For you to chew on. just to nosh on a bit. Oh, okay. Boy. What was the word? Can't even remember. Doesn't matter. Hey, this is from Tokyo, and this is Kit Kat sushi.
What?
That's right. So it looks like a little. I'm going to send it to you right now because yeah, I
please
can't,
send me the photo evidence.
You've got the black chicken, and now you've got Kit Kat sushi.
Kit Kat sushi
in the Lost Galaxy.
No.
As it always is.
No. Okay. Oh my gosh, I want this right now.
So it's two little snapped together bars of Kit Kat, right? Different colors. I'll go left to right. Red, okay. Orange, yellow. Just like a stoplight.
Right. And do they have different...
Come on. Oh, stop man. Me there.
I guess if you're colorblind, that might be the case.
What? They're different? What? I had no idea. So you've got these three colors.
Yes. Not the color of a stoplight.
No, that is correct.
For the love of God.
Please do not.
Please don't go in yellow.
Okay. All right. They will be three different flavors. You ready?
What's the red flavor?
Marugo or tuna. What's that? Tuna.
Wait, tuna flavored Kit Kat?
Hi.
How is that? Is there still wafer and chocolate inside, or is it all tuna flavor?
It's chocolate tuna.
Chocolate tuna.
I'm Charlie Tuna.
I don't know about that.
Pew, 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 pew.
Is there any way that we can get... Oh, wait. We should look up if we can get the tuna Kit Kats to try them. Tuna Kit Kat in the Lost Galaxy.
The other shot, let's see, located department stores, underground shopping areas. We have to go to the black market.
Oh, what? This article used a gif of Michelle Obama doing the ew face.
We need to taste it for ourselves. Their actual taste, according to this article, is slightly different from the tuna topping type thing that it's trying to be.
Yeah, but kidding.
But the treats were created in the image of the sushi that inspired them. So tuna, red, got it. You good? You good?
Got
ready,
it.
Ready for the next one? Uni, yep. Or sea urchin. That's the orange one. That is where you slow down. And tamago, which is the egg-like product.
Right.
That's going to be the yellow one.
Okay, so...
The sun will come out.
Wait a second. No, the thing I'm looking at here...
Tamago.
Okay. Kyle, I don't know if you read the article.
No, of course I didn't. Why would you? Why would because I ever the read tuna, the article?
Because the tuna edition that I'm reading here, the tuna edition is actually raspberry Kit Kat.
Duh!
You were throwing us off for no reason.
Yeah, you're right. I was trying to throw you off.
The sea urchin flavor uses Hokkaido melon and mascarpone cheese flavored Kit Kats.
Yes, mascarpone.
Mascarpone, sorry.
No, you could say it any way you want. It's fine. I ride my mascarpone. Anyway,
I can't keep going. Appetizing egg offering is pumpkin pudding flavor.
Oh, yeah.
Now that sounds kind of good.
Japanese pumpkin is...
It was only available between...
Very good.
This past weekend.
Well, look, we missed it. Now we'll just have to sit here and drink molasses, treacle matter.
Mm-hmm. The Kit Kat filling is made from crushed corpses of failed Kit Kats.
Oh.
That's amazing.
Well, go ahead and go try this. It was...
Wait, hold on. Which came first?
The chicken?
The failed Kit Kats or the inside of a Kit Kat?
The inside.
How can you have a failed Kit Kat with filling if the filling is made from the failed Kit Kat? Oh, that's chicken and egg kind of thing. That's black chicken and black egg kind of thing right there.
Yeah. I don't know what the eggs look like of that chicken.
They have to be black, right? They have to be like you're looking into a galaxy.
Stars. Yeah. I'm okay with that. That's fine. But is the yolk dark and then the whites are also white?
I guess it would be like looking at a negative of an egg. So
like an inverse. Oh, blue yolk, black.
I would eat that all the time.
What?
I would eat so much of that for printer.
Okay, deal. That sounds good. I've got one more last story for us to cover.
Oh, perfect.
Tostinos, we watched the Super Bowl together. How was your Super Bowl?
Well, you just said it. We watched it together.
Hey, we watched the Super Bowl together. Remember when we all turned it off and thought that things were going to go the way that they didn't?
Wait a second. Hold on.
Welcome.
I was pulling for the Patriots. I was not actively rooting for them, but I was like, you know what? I think that they're going to win.
And Did you
said, no, the Falcons are going to win. And the reason you said that is because you probably hate Tom Brady. For good reason.
Yes, that is exact. Well, yes. Hate is probably too strong of a word. I feel like we love everyone here at this program. We're supposed to, right? We can't not love something, except for maybe pizza that's warm.
I mean, it's the third quarter and the Patriots are down 28-3. There's no way. In fact, I found a statistic. There was a 99.7% chance that the Falcons were going to win at a very specific time in the third quarter. It was about halfway through the third quarter.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Brady had missed on a 3rd-and-3. He had thrown an incomplete pass. So it was 4th-and-3. And at that point, a 99.7% chance that the Falcons were going to win. And they lost.
Oh, there we go. Oh, no.
And that is the exact, that soundbite was the exact sentiment that we had from that moment forward.
I think it was, well, you also had a little bit of a little picking out, little eating too much salsa, a little.
I don't think it was the salsa.
Eating a little bit of, ribs. Snort.
Especially the end of that.
Little pig. little pig part. I'm just going to edit that one a little bit just so we get this far.
Anyway, in the end, I actually ended up being correct. So my viewing experience was very pleasurable because I was correct in my prediction.
Hey, it was a great game. It was an exciting game.
It was a great game.
I just need
all the way to the end.
I just need to hear what this entire sound bite sounds like. You ready?
Yeah.
That wasn't what I wanted.
That's not the one.
Let's try that again.
Hold on a second. I need to tighten up.
There you go. That's the
what was I talking about?
I'm not sure, but you got a little bit of like
hold on.
It's like let's see. Just this part. All right. We'll keep that one for a little while. I was eating a little bit of let's move on to the story, Kenny. I was eating a little bit of Tostinos.
Oh God!
I can't. they've got a bag. Tostinos has a technology-filled bag for their chips that's outfitted with mini sensors that is able to detect whether you've got alcohol on your breath when you breathe into the bag.
Oh boy!
This made the rounds a while back.
A couple weeks ago.
Let's say upwards of 12 days ago. However, I felt like it had some sort of tie to the Super Bowl and a much longer story than I had anticipated in telling. So here it is. Tostinos. Bag. Breathe into it. $10 Uber discount. If you blow red.
You get a discount if you fail the test?
Not only that, it says, But if the bag turns red, a code for a $10 Uber discount displays as well. Although it is only valid on Super Bowl Sunday, reportedly. So if you forget to eat your Tostinos, I guess just pay for your Uber ride, please.
Yeah, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. I had not seen any. There were no commercials covering this. I did not see a bag of Tostinos. I think
because they had some bad PR because of it, Kyle.
12 days earlier. Yeah, probably. Probably. It may have been something that was a bad idea to begin with.
Yeah, totally.
Why is my bag says it's totally fine to go? Maybe because it's full of chips and
someone else blow into my bag.
And Eric over here breathed into the Tostinos bag. Thanks, buddy. Nice work.
It's not a DD, a designated driver. It's a designated bag breather, a DBB. Mm-hmm.
DB is something different. Just a little bit different. You might be
a DBZ.
You might be a DB if you blow into the Tostinos bag. Just order the Uber and get out of there. Go home. Let's leave it there.
Yeah.
Frito, lay down.
Frito, lay down.
And go to sleep, please. Rest. Go to bed.
They don't do the Fiesta Bowl anymore.
What?
Wasn't it PlayStation now?
What?
Yeah.
Are you joking?
Don't you know?
I know.
No, I'm not joking.
I know absolutely nothing.
Fiesta Bowl. PlayStation Fiesta Bowl. So let's look at the owners of the Fiesta Bowl. The origins, it was just called Fiesta Bowl.
Now, are you saying Fiesta Bowl like able to be fiestad or Fiesta Bowl? Like feisty bowels.
Feisty bowels. Let's see.
I did hear you were retweeted by the Twitter handle that retweets people who misspell bowl and bowel.
Oh, so, really? I was?
So that was fun. Yeah.
Wait, really?
Yes.
So where is that?
Congratulations.
Oh. That's okay.
I want to wrap up this show.
I'm literally looking at it right now, kind of with a stunned, like, but they're missing the point.
Yeah. No. They have no idea what's going on. It's okay. It's fine.
That's funny.
I want to wrap up this program on. Where is it? A tweet of yours. Let's wrap it up here. You mentioned that you tweeted. I mentioned you tweeted, and now we'll mention. I'm gonna try this again. I mentioned you tweeted. Now I want to talk about one of your tweets. Okay, good.
Okay.
You said, which of these do you say? You put a poll out 15 days ago. Which of these do you say? Cup noodles, right?
Uh huh.
Or, as the style sheet loads, what was the other option?
Cup of noodles.
What do you say?
I say cup noodles now because that's what's written on the
tin. That's what it says on the tin.
But when I was in like elementary school and middle school, I said cup of noodles because that's what everyone else called it.
So I'm gonna break your poll right here. I don't know if I told you this or not. I say cup-o noodles. I go kind of halfway in between both of your options.
No, if there's anything between cup and noodles, that's incorrect. That's what I say.
But it's like Taco Bell. if you remove
that's like saying Taco of Bell, Kyle.
If you remove the
Taco Bell,
if you remove the ka, you gotta add it twice, because that's what ends up happening after you Taco Bell.
Taco Bell. Take a Taco Bell.